Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, it's kind of a moment like when we started seeing coffins coming home from Iraq. But you started seeing real combat footage.
Look, this is not about red states and blue states. It's literally about life and death.
Don't you think that's a little extreme?
We're trying to send a signal to the American people that they don't need to be running around in fear. We're able to make up our own minds, our own decisions.
We're all adults here. Let's reason this out.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Madam Speaker, you are not God.
You have no power here.
Your will does not bend the forest or shake the mountains. What makes this nation special is that in this free land, the people are the royalty. So arrest us if you will, but I will not cower. And I will not bend.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So, masks are recommended for unvaccinated students and staff in Massachusetts schools this fall, but vaccinated students can go without. But, of course, the subheadline is, Teachers Union Presidents push state to mandate masks instead. And, they had Dr. Marty McCary on Fox earlier today, and they played for him a cut from Randy Weingarten. She's the dead ender who's all in. She's basically calling the shots at the CDC, it appears. She tells the CDC what to. The White House says, we're going to rely on what the CDC says. And Randy Weingarten and the teachers' unions tell CDC what to say so they can continue their vacation with pay is what it seems to amount to. So Marty McCary was asked about Randy Weingarten saying, well, you have to go back to masks. We have to go back to masks. And he said, you know, it's just not possible to have COVID eradication. And it occurred to me that COVID eradication is not the goal of Randy Weingarten. Work eradication. This is what she and her or not all of her members, obviously, but that's what the union leadership is all about. Is they want another year off. They don't care if the kids can't read, they can't do math, they're depressed, they don't have any friends, they haven't seen any other kid smile for months, at least not in school, and she doesn't care about that. It's just, you know, if the teachers can keep, doing this remote learning, which is, I don't get the feeling it's quite as taxing on them as having to drive to work in a sleet storm or, you know, work late grading papers. It's better. So if we can't have COVID eradication, we'll have work eradication for all the public sector unions, not just the teachers' unions. Time now for the Chump Line. So what was it on your chin, Mr. Biden? Was it tasty? Was it really good?
Experts predict that in October, the Indian summer variant will not only require double masking, but also cause global warming.
It may cause global cooling, though, in October, as it may cause the days to grow shorter as well. The sun will go down earlier as the new variant creates havoc and well, not deaths, not even hospitalization, but it creates more cases. Cases rise. Cases surge. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the Olympics for what they once were, a quadrennial celebration of sportsmanship and patriotism, completely absent of posing, politics, and personality. When countries put aside their differences and brought their best to the games.
Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson declined Biden's information to the White House. I guess they didn't want to sit around and listen to boring stories about how Joe used to drive a spaceship.
Yeah. Did he tell the Western governors any stories about his days on the fire department? Was he on a hook and ladder truck? Or did he rescue anybody with his trusty axe going up and getting young children out of the burning buildings?
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling.
And Governor Bill Weld.
Saturday is both of our birthdays.
Remember when I ran for governor and you bought my...
I think what my predecessor is asking is, will you buy beer for our birthday party? Thank you, big guy. We're going to be fine.
We're going to be hammered.
I'm not buying either John Kerry or Bill Weld or Deval Patrick a beer. I think Weld is the only one who might like a beer. I think Patrick and Kerry are more white burgundy kind of guys.
Careful with those empties around small Deval.
That's right. You know, he had a PTSD moment, post-traumatic stress disorder moment after an empty aluminum Coke can was bounced off his head. He was a victim of a senseless street crime in the mean streets of the Windy City as a Ute.
Yeah, this is Dementia Joe, breaker 19. I'm going northbound in the southbound lane. Come on.
Yeah. We have a little more. We need a little more truck driving man music for Joe Biden. He's our guy. He's the new C.W. McCall. He's the new Red Foley. George Hamilton.
That says Pigpen. This here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little gun for you rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little gun for you. Ain't you beautiful sight?
I got some on my chin. I'm going to eat it when I take it off, and no one's going to notice it. Breaker.
A new study indicates Americans are more likely to be struck by lightning than AOC is to having a cogent thought.
You know, I posted a story. I tweeted out a story today from the New York Post. It was about a 17-year-old kid in Georgia. He was walking on the beach with his father, and he got struck down and killed by a bolt of lightning. And I said, sad, but you have to ask the question, is an American teenager more likely to be struck down by lightning or drown than he is to die of COVID-19? And you know, the first response I got, Taylor, someone said, lightning doesn't move as fast as chicken pox. That's the new thing. They're Delta variant. It's so dangerous. It's like chicken pox. Really? I wasn't aware that chicken pox was a deadly fatal disease. I seem to have had chicken pox like 98% of the rest of the population, and I'm still breathing. And then the next comment I got, Taylor, from one of the Celebrate Diversity crowd. I wish Whitey had killed you when he had the chance.
Nice. Classy.
I'm kind of used to it. Can I go testify before the Capitol that I got a death threat today, and can I cry?
Vaccine passports. You won't be allowed in town nor airports. Say goodbye to freedom. The CDC and Fauci, we don't need them.
Very good. This is a good chump line today for a midsummer Friday afternoon. Chump line people are calling in and leaving some good stuff.
Joe Biden is a simple man and a complicated man, but definitely more of a simple man.
We got to hear that cut again for the people who are tuning in late today. Cut number 8 from Biden with the Western governors today.
And I have a simple question, and it's a complicated one, but...
Yeah. Play cut 7 while we're there, too.
And, you know, and overlaying all of this is the necessity to successfully confront climate change.
It's very important. We have to successfully confront climate change. Remember that.
Dr. Fauci here. After very thoroughly analyzing the data, we're very disappointed to report no new COVID deaths. If we don't find any soon, I'm going to ask my good pal, Governor Baker, to kill some more restaurants.
Yeah. It's so true. Do you sense the excitement in their voices when they're talking, when they're asking questions, quote unquote questions, of either Biden or of Charlie Baker? They're so excited and so gleeful at the thought of lockdowns and mask mandates and school kids crying as they have to put on masks and baby families with young babies being thrown off of airplanes, because this is what the deep state is all about. This is what they got into journalism for, to chronicle the rise of soft fascism.
That thing on Biden's chin wasn't corn. That was a piece of corn pop.
There's a lot of that going around on the internet today. It is the color of a corn pop, I believe, isn't it? I think it could pass
corn pop, like cereal?
Yeah.
No, that's more yellow. This was orange.
I don't know. Whatever happened to sugar pops, by the way? I miss sugar pops. I don't really miss sugar pops, but I always wondered. There used to be sugar pops and there were corn pops. And then one day, there was only corn pops.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course I drove an 18-wheeler. The fact is that Ralph Cramden was chasing me in a police car. Fortunately, Burt Reynolds and Gidget were helping me. Not a joke.
Living on Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine. All a friend can say is, ain't it a shame? Joe didn't write that line of trucking. Hunter.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
They were going so fast getting that load of cores back to Atlanta, they had no time to eat. Joe, the bandit Biden, had to eat the stuff off of his chin.
He couldn't stop for a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper?
Well, it's... The reason Taylor loves the movie is because of Sheriff Buford T. Justice, also known as Jackie Gleason.
I mean, it's the best character in the film.
The whole film is just, it's a classic. I mean, it's Hollywood commercial product, but it's one of the great movies of the 70s, no doubt about it.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Corn pop was a bad food, as one of the texters says. Sugar pops and sugar smacks had name changes when sugar became a devil to the left. I thought that's what it was all about. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you want to call and leave a message with the Chump Line. Press 2 for the Chump Line. You can leave your message anytime between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The Chump Line is the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr, and that number is where you leave your message. Just press 2, leave the message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. Every evening, weekday evening around 7 o'clock, we post another Chump Line. It's called Chop Chumps. Those are the messages that didn't make the Chump Line you just heard. You can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating the Olympics for what they once were, a quadrennial celebration of sportsmanship and patriotism, completely absent of posing, politics, and personality, when countries put aside their differences and brought their best to the game.
Yeah, this is Dementia Joe, breaker, breaker, 19. I'm going northbound in the southbound lane. Come on.
That's what we were afraid of. That's why we took away your keys, Gramps. But who gave them back to you? Everyone in my family loves Balance 7. My daughter Charlotte takes it right before bed, and the mailroom manager likes it throughout the day. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. Recently, my daughter Tina visited and was really tired from the flight. Immediately, I told her to take some Balance 7. I've been using Balance 7 for months now, and I wish I'd learned about it years ago. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of the claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug at the studio and a jug at home and a jug at my rented place down on Cape Cod. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference in just 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Go to balance7.com and put in code Howie for free shipping. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
So you boys just stay here and keep your hands on the car until one of my associates arrives. And don't go home. Don't go to eat. And don't play with yourself. It wouldn't look nice on my highway. Oh, you can think about it, but don't do it.
That's Jackie Gleason as Sheriff Buford T. Justice, and that screen gem, Smokey and the Bandit. Today's poll question is brought to you by Goldco. Stagflation is making a comeback. You've noticed, I'm sure. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was Ron Papil's greatest invention? The pocket fisherman, the glass and bottle cutter, the Vegematic, the rotisserie grill, the rhinestone stud setter, the Mr. Microphone, smokeless ashtray, inside the egg scrambler, or the buttoneer?
I know we've left some off the list, but I'm voting for the smokeless ashtray.
That's at 4%. 32% is the Vegematic, 25% the pocket fisherman, and 21% the rotisserie grill.
I'm very disappointed in the poor showing of the smokeless ashtray, the greatest, perhaps, invention of the 20th century. Texas Border Patrol agents arrest MS-13 gang member. This was was on a ranch with 15 illegals trying to sneak into the country near Freer, a small town near about an hour's drive northeast of Laredo. Among the illegal alien criminals picked up was Danilo Diaz Neres, a 41-year-old El Salvador national with an extensive criminal history and an MS-13 gang member. Border Patrol agents in the Laredo sector have seen arrests of criminal illegal aliens skyrocket this fiscal year, including gang members, sex offenders, domestic abusers, and fentanyl smugglers trying to make their way into the United States. Isn't that swell? Taylor's dad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Taylor's dad.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Who can forget? Just set it and forget it.
That's the rotisserie that? Chicken, right?
Yes, I think it was. Yes, that's not why I called.
Quickly.
I wanted to bring something up. I have not heard anyone talk about this. I feel like I'm in a category that nobody else cares about. I'm one of those people that have had COVID, built up my own immunities to it, and I don't want the stinking vaccine.
Well, if you're in, don't move to L.A., Taylor's dad, because you'll still have to get tested every week if you want to work in a school. It doesn't matter if you've had the vaccine. Doesn't matter if you've had COVID. You still have to get tested. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Taylor's dad. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to call us. And at this time, every Friday evening, we do Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Although this week it will be known as Police Blotter Fox Friday in honor of Dementia Joe mixing up Fox and Facts yesterday. So the way it works is all week long we ask you to send in funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper. It can be from the internet, obviously. More people get their information from the internet about funny stories involving the local constabulary. And that's all they have to be. They can just be funny. They can be from your area or they can be from anywhere, wherever you saw them. Send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the best entries of the week in our opinion and the two best entries of the week as judged by us will win a nice prize. What do they win this week, Grace?
They will win a copy of your book, Plug Uglies.
Okay. And these are the runners-up. They do not win the book.
All right. Runners-up, here we go. Naked homeless man brazenly holds... Brazenly holds his privates near Venice Beach boardwalk. A disturbing video shows a naked homeless man brazenly holding his privates while smoking a cigarette on Venice Beach Thursday morning. The man initially appears to be urinating as he stands against a tree holding his privates, but then continues standing with his pants around his ankles. A resident took the video. The incident occurred during a big party hosted by vagrants near a bike path with a bunch of kids going by.
A wino celebration.
This is absolutely horrific, onlooker Terrence Williams added. Instead of getting better, it's actually getting worse here. The concerned local said the so-called party only stopped when the L.A. County Sheriff arrived on the scene. In a separate video taken minutes later, and just a few feet away, a woman in a blue wig was seen sunbathing in what appeared to be a sheer bodysuit.
Won't nobody help make me.
When I worked for one of the local TV stations, I used to do a lot of stories on the common, you know, just on Tremont Street, interviewing man in the streets. And sometimes I'd be interviewing somebody or trying to interview, find somebody, and someone would be relieving themselves up above in the grass. And we'd always take shots of it. And we'd always recycle them into the blooper reel at the Christmas party. They were good for laughs. Now
you get in trouble for that.
Now it's a crisis in Venice.
All right, next story. During a dispute over whether to watch cartoons or the show Monk, are you familiar with that show?
No.
Theme song is Randy Newman.
I think it's Tony Shalhoub. Is that his name?
Tony Shalhoub, yes.
A Florida man struck his roommate at an assisted living facility over the head with his cane. Glenn Hutchinson...
Did Joe Biden have an alibi for when this happened?
Glenn Hutchinson struck his 56-year-old roommate during a confrontation Sunday at the Midway Manor facility in Clearwater. Both men are residents there due to a variety of physical conditions.
Biden's losing it.
His roommate wanted to watch cartoons. He preferred to watch Monk.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
They were glad that Biden had moved out because he insisted on watching Hazel and Matlock.
Now, Hutchinson claims that the reason he had to resort to using the cane was in self-defense because Davis tried to drive...
He threw his dentures at him.
He tried to drive his motorized scooter into his leg.
A whopping 3 miles an hour.
Man, and well, now they can really go on those things. You ever seen someone on the street in one of those little motorized vehicle things?
The rascals?
Yeah, they can go fast.
You know, they just put the mask mandate back in Disney World. I wonder if it's going to increase road rage in those things. Because they're all over the place in Disney World.
Yeah, or maybe some turkey legs getting thrown around.
Yeah, exactly.
Man in Florida bar shows off his gun and then accidentally shoots himself.
Here, hold my beer.
The man can be seen on surveillance video shooting his gun or showing his gun to customers at O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern in Pensacola before making a quick motion as if he was putting it into a pretend holster.
You know, Pensacola is a very long way from Palm Beach. Very long. It's one time zone away from Palm Beach.
He was trying to be a badass, according the manager said. I don't know if he was pretending to be a badass or something, but from what I can tell, it was a completely by accident.
What was the name of the place?
It's O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern.
Could Bill O'Reilly be reached for comment?
It's spelled differently. So he's in the clear. A Missouri corrections officer named Haven Shank, that's a woman.
Haven Shank
has been arrested.
That sounds like a country song.
I know. Wait till you hear the story.
Haven Shank got in her pickup.
A Missouri corrections officer named Haven Shank has been arrested for allegedly having sex on multiple occasions with a male offender, a relationship that apparently has left the defendant pregnant. Shank, 26, was charged this month with a felony for engaging in sexual contact with a prisoner.
Is Shank a skank?
During an interview with a Department of Corrections investigator, the inmate, Jerron Ward, said that he had sex with Shank on approximately five separate occasions. Ward also said that he placed calls to Shank. In one conversation, according to a probable cause statement, Shank asked Ward if he had picked a name for Haven Shank's unborn child.
And Shaw.
Shank's former husband.
She's looking for a redemption from the judge after she pleads out.
Shank's former husband gave an investigator a screenshot from Shank's Twitter account, which indicated offender Ward is the father to her unborn child. People got to stop tweeting this stuff out, you know? You're giving yourselves up. Bay Area teen dragged into ocean by crocodile while vacationing in Mexico.
A crocodile?
Yes.
This is a switch on the usual.
Yes.
But it's not Florida, though. It's
Mexico.
Yeah.
And the girl is from California. A Bay Area teenager is recovering in hospital after a dream vacation to Mexico turned into
a nightmare.
See, so, Taylor knows. So he's creative. In the news biz.
What's the crocodile's name?
The crocodile's name, I'm so glad you asked what the crocodile's name is because it is Alejandro.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The 12-foot reptile attacked 18-year-old Kiana Hummel of Nevada, California.
This must have been one of those saltwater crocodiles.
When she was swimming around midnight at the Marriott. Now, the crocodile's teeth sunk into Hummel's shin before letting go and then grabbing her other ankle. A nearby group of tourists heard her screams and came to her aid, eventually pulling her free from the reptile. Now, listen to this. So she's on vacation. Doctors expect her to make a full recovery. They figured it out. They, you know, saved her. But this is how it came to be. A report of Hummel's injuries came from a one-star TripAdvisor review of the hotel posted last week by a guest named Natalie A. Are you ready for this TripAdvisor review?
Yes.
I would have highly recommended this hotel. However, and this is a huge however, the only deterring factor for my not recommending it to others is the fact that my group of friends rescued a young girl from a 12-foot crocodile. I know you have signs, but you need more. There needs to be a rope or a gate to close off the beach at night. It's not safe at all. These girls weren't warned because the sign at the main entrance that he has the warning is 20 feet to the side.
Caveat swimmer.
Had my group not been sitting on the patio near the beach, that poor girl would have died. Do something before you kill one of your guests. The hotel refutes the allegations that they don't have enough signage and warnings.
But they didn't deny that the 12-foot... gator had chomped down on the girl's ankles.
Some things are undeniable. By the way, Police Blotter Facts Friday, as always, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Make sure you check out Piantedosi bread. They are why we are able to do all of these funny segments, and their bread is absolutely delicious. Man cops plea for home castration. An elderly Florida
home
man...
Home castration?
Okay.
Good Lord.
I'm going to see if I can get through this. Every time we play that sound, it is more fitting for each story. Like, I don't think there's ever going to be a story that that sound is suits more, but I could be wrong. An elderly Florida man today copped a plea to felony charges in connection with his bloody botched castration of a man he met on a eunuch website. A crime for...
Wait a second. A eunuch website?
Eunuchsonly.com.
It's a fetish. Obviously.
Have you never heard the jingle? Eunuchsonly.com.
Gary Van Hussiek pleaded no contest to unlicensed practice of a healthcare profession, resulting in serious bodily injury. So what happened was...
I thought eunuchs went out with the Byzantine and Ottoman empires.
A septuagenarian fetishist will be sentenced later this year to 3 years in state prison. Since Van Hursiek will be credited for the time he spent in county jail, he'll really only be serving around 2 years. A detailed account of the at-home castration he performed in August 2019 on the victim is contained in the prosecution's case file, which was provided along with crime scene photos and police reports.
I won't be needing to see any of those photographs.
Van Rieswijk amateur surgery setup. They discovered his amateur surgery setup after a 911 hang-up call was traced to his home in Sebring, a central Florida city. Upon arriving at the three-bedroom residence, cops were met at the front door by the man, the operator, the surgeon, who explained that he had just performed a castration inside the 1,300-square-foot property. The patient was in a rear room where he was... We can stop there. It gets worse. There's a lot of blood. Woman sets...
How old was the guy that he castrated?
55. He's now 55.
And he met him on eunuchs.com?
Well, he met him on a eunuch website. I'm not sure if
there
are
multiple eunuch websites?
If he was German, it'd be a Munich eunuch.
Taylor's on fire today.
He really
police is. Blotter facts.
Woman sets car herself on fire while trying to kill bedbugs.
Wait, bed bugs? What are those, Howie?
Crabs.
Are they insects?
Yes, they are. Why aren't they eating trees? Why are they eating someone's hair? My experience with bed bugs is they tend to bite you. You know, when they're stuck, they don't go after the trees. How does Joe Biden explain this?
You've had bed bugs?
You've had bed bugs?
I'm familiar with them. Let's just put it that way.
My college had them. And they were in my dorm room.
Yeah, no,
I thought we had them once.
We had them in the dorms at the Colony Hotel back in the day.
They can really destroy your life.
Oh, yeah.
If they start getting into everything, it can be very mentally exhausting for people. People have breakdowns.
I'd rather have some of Joe Biden's bugs. Can I hear from about the way Joe Biden's bugs operate? He knows these are the people.
Because of climate change as well, where you have bugs, insects eating up the trees as well, making mm-hmm. things that are changing, killing the forest themselves.
I hate all the reporters who go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. It's like, stop encouraging this. You guys are enablers.
So glad he clarified what bugs are, though.
So that story kind of speaks for itself. I don't want to spend too much time on it. Police in Waterloo, Iowa have arrested a man after they say he fired the gun when a neighbor questioned whether it was real. 42-year-old Tianzo Earl McNabb and his neighbor began arguing.
I mean, what other way is there to prove it, though?
Police say McNabb pulled a gun and pointed it at the neighbor.
That's like saying over my dead body. There's some things you just don't want to say.
The neighbor accused him of brandishing a BB replica, and McNabb fired the very real handgun into the air, and then the police showed up. There was a standoff between McNabb and the police, and then he was arrested.
All right. You'll be back with the winners in just a moment,
yes.
Right, Grace?
Yes, I will.
The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified, cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
And if all these creatures are indeed eunuchs, then nothing should arise. Get it?
Eunuchs.com. Yikes. House Democrats fall short of votes for extending eviction ban. AOC is very saddened, not gladdened. All right, Grace, time for the winners in Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All righty. Police catch serial pooper after wrong woman gets a bum rap in Indiana. Now, we have some sound for this, but before we play it, let's give you some background. A small town jogger is in it deep after being accused in a serial public defecation case, according to police.
There are more of these cases than you might imagine.
In Fishers, Indiana. Authorities say they've cracked the case of a woman who has been pooping on neighborhood lawns during her early morning jogs through the town. Now, this article had a bunch of sound cuts from a local news broadcast, so we have those for you now. Let's do pooper part one, please, Taylor.
We call her the pooper. We have lots of names for her.
Oh, I didn't even know anyone put a sign up.
All except her real name. The woman, residents in Fisher's Windermere neighborhood, say jogs through the area in the early morning and leaves behind her calling card of sorts.
We have found her droppings in our yards. She carries her own toilet paper, and she just leaves the toilet paper behind with her droppings.
Last week or the week before, she did it in three or four different yards down the street, every other yard.
It's her calling card. That's Taylor's line.
Why do you try to take it if you're going to give them credit? Okay, and they weren't done yet. They gave more information to the news team. Howie, this is like kind of the old school stuff you guys used to do, you know?
No, this is good stuff. This is a funny story, actually. I mean, it's
neighbors say
it's
the same thing happened
funny.
Last summer.
And then it started again this summer. We don't see it in the winter, so.
I wonder why.
I have not personally witnessed the pooper.
No one has to. Neighbors know the signs, even beyond the obvious one. Or two.
The toilet paper is the calling card, so we know when we see that she's been around.
This week, more evidence when a neighbor's doorbell camera recorded a woman doing her business. We can't show you the video because it's been turned over to
Thank
the Fishers
God.
Police.
They can't really do anything until they catch her, you know, so. But it's gross. We believe the lady is a runner.
The last one they had like this in Massachusetts, I think it was a man, and he said he had a gastrointestinal problem, that it wasn't a fetish. It was just a physical problem.
A lot of fetishes.
She loves
there.
Her exercise, though. She's a runner and a squatter.
Police break up exorcism at Pennsylvania Home Depot.
No, you got to let them finish. You can't just break up an exorcism in the middle of it.
Police broke up an exorcism in the lumber aisle of a home improvement store Monday.
They were trying to get the prices down with an exorcism.
Police were called around 3:26 p.m. to escort several people out of the store for bad behavior. The exorcism was held for the trees that had been turned into lumber.
Well, shouldn't they have had like a wake or sat Shiva or something? Why did they need to have an exorcism for these murdered trees? All right, that's it for Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm out of here. Taylor will take over for the last hour of the week. I'm Howie Carr.